Recently, a number of Six Nations athletes were recognized and inducted into the North American Indigenous Athletics Hall of Fame. And one of those athletes was Six Nations local Delby Pallas. He was a professional lacrosse player spanning across both box lacrosse and field lacrosse. He was a two-time Division I All-American at Rutgers University and a member of the 2008 NLL champions Buffalo Bandits, and also the author of his own book titled Medicine Game. So thank you for taking some time to talk to me this morning, Delby.
Yeah, no problem, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Can you talk to me about the feeling you have being recognized for your athletic career by the North American Indigenous Athletics Hall of Fame and just what it means to you to be inducted?
Well, that was pretty cool, actually. I had actually been inducted into the inaugural one, which was last year's inaugural class. So it was actually pretty cool. The guy who does it, Dan Needham, he does a lot of work to recognize Native athletes. And I thought it was a great idea that he had. Recognizing some of these Native athletes who hadn't been, who people maybe didn't know about as well as in some of the mainstream sports, I guess. So he reached out and he began kind of getting, getting like backgrounds, bios on some people that he felt deserved to be recognized in the Hall of Fame. So. He's done a great job, and some of the other people that, on Six Nations, like Awahio Thomas, Dean Hill, just to name a few, but he's done a lot of work. So that was a really cool idea, and then it's, obviously a great honor to be recognized with some of those other athletes throughout North America.
And was the inaugural class just postponed due to COVID? Do you know that?
Well, it's an online one, so they did it online. So it was, they just did it last year, and I think there was only three from Six Nations that were on it last year.
Okay.
But then this year was a class, obviously there was guys like Cat Bombery and Ross Paulus and among others who inducted. So it was, it's not anything that they do like in person, obviously, because it's all done online, but it's actually really cool. And the thing is, I spent some time also like just looking at the, checking out the bios of the athletes and people I didn't know about, like some really good hockey players, things like that, that I didn't know were Native, and, or people just weren't, recognized enough in our area for us to know about. So people in Canada and the US. So it was actually really cool to kind of check out some of these, athletes that really, really accomplished, people throughout, people throughout North America. So, if anybody ever does get the time to check it out, it's actually pretty cool to check out. And, really makes you really proud of some of the athletes that have come from some Native places.
And just getting back into your induction, I'm sure there was a lot of people that helped you along the way to get you to the point of being inducted into the Hall of Fame. But I was just wondering if there were any people or coaches in particular that played a significant role in getting you to this achievement.
I've had a lot of coaches, so and I've had a lot of good ones. So it was there's been quite a few people who've helped me along the way. Obviously, my parents were a big role, or played a big part in me getting involved in sports altogether. So I played a lot of sports as a kid. I played hockey, lacrosse in high school. I played football and also wrestled. So I was constantly doing a lot of sports. So that was kind of my outlet for me as a person. Getting my parents having me start into sports is probably the biggest influence that was on me. And then once I started to move on, I mean, some of the coaches that I had were just always positive influences. Coach Jim Stagnita at Rutgers University, Coach Paul Wareham at Herkimer County Community College actually played a really big role in my development, not just as, not just as a lacrosse player, but as a student and becoming, being able to go on and graduate and things like that from college. So that was some of my big influences were probably the college level coaches. Just getting away, seeing a different perspective was really big. So getting the different type of coaching was really big in my athletic career.
And you talked about Six Nations and it being represented in last year's class and this year's class as well. Can you talk to me about what it means to be able to share the honor with the other Six Nations athletes as well?
Well, it's good, right? I mean, there's so many good athletes here in Six Nations that aren't recognized enough. People don't know about some of the people that, you know, that were not even just great athletes recently, but back in like the 60s and 70s. So I think it's really important that people kind of understand that, that some of the great athletes that have already come before us, right? And maybe weren't recognized in other, some of these other areas or other, you know, Hall of Fames, things like that. So for people to find out, you know, maybe people didn't know, you know, about a guy like Cat Bombry or Ross Ballas. So it's good for them to read about stuff like that and find that out that, you know, there were some really good athletes that come from Six Nations, and for them to be recognized, I think it's really cool, especially with somebody like Aoi Hio, who played professional women's field lacrosse, right? Now, a lot of people may not know that, right? That she was, I believe, the first Haudenosaunee woman to play in that professional league. So finding stuff all like that, I think, is really important. So it's really cool to just be recognized and to be a part of some of the great athletes that come from Six Nations.
And obviously you were recognized for your lacrosse career. I was wondering if you could talk to me about Six Nations in general being such a hotbed for lacrosse and how it continues to produce some of the world's very best talent when it comes to lacrosse.
I think it's just the love of the sport, to be honest. I mean, the game is just, it's something that's embedded in us early at a young age, and kids just take to it. I mean, and not just guys either, right? Obviously women have really taken to lacrosse and have gone on to now go into university and world games level. So it's something that just is embedded in us, I think, at a young age, and it's a sport that we love, and we love to play and love to have fun, love to coach it, love to, you know, watch it. So it's just one of the sports that they can really get inside a person and just kind of can take over their life sometimes. I know as a parent, it can really take over your summers, like driving back and forth to the rinks. But most parents on Six Nations wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, they love watching their kids play the game. And I think that's really important, a really important part that kind of goes forgotten sometimes is the work that parents and the volunteers put in to have, you know, our kids play this game. So I think a big shout out needs to be to them all the time for people who volunteer their time so the kids can play this game and go on to where they, you know, accomplish some of the goals that they want to accomplish. So it does take a big, you know, it help from everybody in our community, but I think the way it works, it's going really well. And that is one of the reasons why there's so many good athletes that come from Six Nations.
And talking about the love and importance that lacrosse has to the community, obviously you played your entire junior career here for the Six Nations Arrows. What did it mean to you to be able to play for the Arrows and to be able to represent the Six Nations community as well?
As a kid, I mean, that's something that you just grow up wanting to do as a kid, right? And you watch when you watch the Arrows. When I was a young guy, the Arrows were, you know, they won the 92 Minto Cup, and everybody, at kids my age, younger, whatever, they all wanted to play for the Arrows and eventually try and win a Minto Cup. So that's kind of like one of the things that does become ingrained in you as a kid. So all these kids at minor lacrosse, I think that is a lot of their goals, right, is to play at the highest level. And at that age, the highest level is junior A lacrosse and playing for the Arrows. So hopefully that Minto Cup can come back to Six Nations. It's been a little while, but it's something that we're working on to get back here. And hopefully, you know, the kids that are coming up now through the minor system can accomplish those goals as well.
And just lastly, before I get you out of here, what advice would you give to any young Indigenous athletes looking to follow your footsteps and pursue a sport they love to play at a higher level?
Well, to play at a higher level, especially in the field lacrosse area that I went, I mean, I would advise kids to do as well as they can in school, because a lot of kids want to play college lacrosse or they want to play field lacrosse, but the highest level is at the university level. So to do that, they have to have good grades in not only in elementary school, but like definitely in high school, and taking you know, academic level classes now to try and get to that level, because so many times you see it where kids are athletic enough, they're good enough players, but they just don't have the grades to get into some of these colleges and universities where they would expand their, you know, their lacrosse careers. So hopefully kids recognize that early and can help, you know, and can get can concentrate more on the schoolwork so that their options are, you know, so they have more options and they're not limited going into college and university. So that would be one of my main pieces of advice, is to concentrate on the schoolwork and off and some of the off floor training that is involved. When you get to the NCAA level, the weight room training is a lot different than what we mostly see around here. So learning to find your way around the weight room, stuff like that, is pretty important too as well. So that's another thing I guess we would advise, is, you know, take care of the schoolwork and maybe figure out or learn your way around a gym so you're prepared for that next level.
All right, Delby, thank you very much for doing this, and definitely congratulations on this new honor of being inducted into the North American Indigenous Athletics Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much.